Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. I'm happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 2 of 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, through so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we stand for God, family, and country. We stand for the proper role of limited, constitutional government. And what I find interesting is they want to run around and tell you that I'm anti-government. How can I be anti-government when I stand for the proper role of limited constitutional government? After all, the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, is the supreme law of our land, right? So all I can tell you is I'm as proper role of government, or I'm as pro-government as you can possibly be. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm anti-rogue government. There's no doubt about that. But when it comes to the proper role of government with its checks and balances and the rule of law and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the dual contract with the American citizen, where through the Declaration of Independence, we are the sovereigns under God Almighty, and we delegate that sovereignty to government, certain rights and authorities to the general government via contract, the U.S. Constitution, broader and other authorities granted to the state by our delegation via contract. I support the dual contract system with the proper role of government, okay? We had on Dr. Scott Bradley with me on Monday doing a phenomenal job, and we talked about, no, Janet, we cannot afford more wars. We talked about this interesting term. It's called tipflation. How much, where to give, all this kind of stuff. Tipflation, that's an interesting term. Yeah, U.S. credit card debt hits historic high. Mortgage balances and student loans surge way high. It's out of control, folks. I'm telling you that right now. It is absolutely out of control and getting worse by the moment. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we've got a great guest today. And the guest is known as the Bearded Patriot. And he does his own TV show, if you will. It's a broadcast that I had the opportunity to be on. It was a delightful interview. He has a co-host. They both do a phenomenal job. His name is Billy Painter. And Billy Painter is the founder slash host of the Bearded Patriots. TheBeardedPatriots.com is his website. I met him at, I think, Red Pill. And we had a great time together. He was on the show with me then. We've been fast friends ever since. Mr. Painter, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
There is so much to talk about, so little time to discuss. Brief people a little bit on your show and how it got started and how it's going.
All right. So when I first met you a year ago at Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City, Patriot Confederation, which is the show you were just on, wasn't even thought of yet. John Grosvenor, who is my co-host, he's out of New Hampshire, and he's a part of a show on terrestrial radio called Common Sense Conservatives on WMNH in Nashua. And when, of course, that show, there's a crew of three, and if one of them can't be there, I'm always asked to fill in every time. And that became the case because the guy I'd normally cover for is another very good friend of mine, Colonel Chris Wyatt, out of Pennsylvania. I'll get into that. But I actually got acquainted with the other two who are a part of Common Sense Conservatives. And John Grosvenor being one of them, of course. He said, you know, he loves doing shows. I mean, if he's not at SMN, he's got his own network, Truckers Broadcasting Network and all that. But he wanted to start a new one with me, which we started January of this year. So we're just under a month shy of being being a year old. But yeah, just not too long after I met you is when we started Patriot Confederation. So, and it's been going very well ever since.
Now you guys have all kinds of guests on. Not just me, though. Give people a flavor of the guests that you cover.
Sure. So actually, putting different irons in different fires. And I've talked to a gentleman by the name of Steve Laffey, who was a presidential candidate for a little while, but he's just so unheard of that, the majority don't even know who he is. He's a great guy, and I think he would have done a very good job as president, if you ask me. And I've also had J6 defendants, the wife of a J6 prisoner. There's that, of course, that group that's helping us fight this tyranny in our schools with the transgenderism and just all out pornography, if you ask me, and the gays against groomers, people of the LGBT alphabet soup group who are just as sick of this nonsense as we are, and so they've stepped in and wanted to join the fight. So some of those, at least two of those people I've had on, and radio hosts such as yourself as well.
TheBeardedPatriots.com, ladies and gentlemen, to learn more about what they're doing. It's incredible. All right, we had our friends on from Idaho. And we were talking about North Idaho Exposed. We were discussing this issue about, hey, you know what? These anti-government, these hate groups, these communist / socialist organizations, that's my opinion to which I'm entitled, they literally are infiltrating law enforcement, destroying America, using projection to blame it all on us and say we're the haters. And we really have dug into this, me and others, in a big, big way. Billy heard that interview, and he lives in Idaho and felt like he had a lot of information to add to this conversation. Billy, first, what do you think of the interview? And then let's just dovetail your thoughts from there, sir.
Hey, Casey's a good guy. Good guy. Unfortunately,
Casey Whalen, wonderful gentleman.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my last interview didn't go so well because of technical difficulties. I mean, his mic was loud, and I was getting a lot of echoing or whatever. And so I have to let him know that couldn't use that mic anymore, unfortunately. I was talking to him about Ammon Bundy's situation, which is something else that I've been following as much as I could. And your conversation with him was fantastic. Of course, that's not the first time I've heard him on in the past, too. So that's always a good conversation between you and him.
Well, I think Casey does a great job. Let's talk a little bit about what they're doing in Idaho. It's almost like North Idaho's ground zero for this stuff. It's happening all over the country. People don't realize it, but Northern Idaho is really where people are starting to expose them. North Idaho Exposed is his group, Casey Whalen's group. But really, there's people digging in now. They've kind of gone unchallenged for the last, 10, 20, 30 years all over the country. But now they're being challenged, and Northern Idaho seems to be kind of ground zero for that, right?
Yes. I think if anybody recalls during the time that Ruby Ridge happened, and see, I haven't been very far north. I've never been to to Casey's neck of the woods. I'm mainly southern Idaho. But, ever since, the Ruby Ridge happened, there are a lot of people that have this impression about Idaho that we're supposed to be full of skinheads. And then, in fact, of course, there is an old joke that when I went to college here in Twin Falls, and somebody was here in Idaho for the first time, and so they were just, I think they were from the Midwest, Ohio, or Indiana, I can't remember, but she asks, what's in Idaho? And somebody, this was the answer, and by the way, hope this doesn't offend you. So, they said, we got three main groups of people in Idaho. We got skinheads in the north, we got Catholics in the mid region, and we got Mormons in the south. And somebody just replied, pretty, oh wow, prudes, drunks, and freaks.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think that's a fascinating point to be made, and I'll make some points about all three of the groups. How about that? We'll do all that. We got a whole lot more to talk about with Billy Painter, thebeardedpatriot.com. Check that out. We'll do it all in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, Billy Painter with us. We're talking about Idaho. We're talking about it being ground zero for the communists and the socialists who want to destroy this country, infiltrating law enforcement and turning the government, schools, and everything else against we the people. Anytime you stand up against their agenda, they say you're a hate monger, a white supremacist, somehow a domestic terrorist, and evil. It's classic projection. They're blaming their lies on us. By their fruits shall you know them is the best way I can describe all that. You look at what they're doing and what we're doing, and I'm talking about God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property, and standing for the proper role of the limited government and Constitution and the American way and the founding fathers and Christian principles. Everything they're doing destroys everything that we hold dear. For example, they just literally attacked a Catholic rosary in northern Idaho to prove the point. Now, right before the pause, our guest Billy Painter with us, the Bearded Patriot, thebeardedpatriots.com to learn more, was mentioning that, hey, you know, there's this statement in Idaho. You've got the skinheads in the north, the Catholics in the middle, and the Mormons in the south. Very interesting statement indeed. My response to that is very simple. First off, I don't know what a skinhead is. I cut my hair like a Marine, okay? My hair is only like, what, a quarter inch long or something like that? Why? Because I'm a totally blind person, and then when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to do a lot to fix my hair, Billy. That's why. Am I a skinhead? What does that mean? Oh, it's a white supremacist is a skinhead. It's somebody who's just violent and crazy. You know what? The majority of Idaho is not skinheads. There's groups up there that are you know, different than you and I. They tried to lie and say that was Randy Weaver. Eventually, the government had to pay out a bunch of money for murdering his wife and lying about him. So let's set the record straight on that. They killed Vicky Weaver, literally standing in her own doorway, unarmed, with a baby in her arms. They had Lon Horiuchi, that's the thug's name, the sniper that murdered her in cold blood, and he got nothing but promoted for it and protected by our out-of-control rogue government. That's what I'm talking about. All right, I digress, except to say I don't know what a skinhead is. And I'm not here to debate about people's beliefs. If someone doesn't like people or has hate in their heart, that's something they got to work on and get right with God about. Okay? That's not something that the government needs to preemptively determine and become the thought police regarding. When it comes to the Catholics and the Mormons, we get along just fine. Thank you very much. We both and all stand for Christian principles. And I think that's what we should do in America. Really, Idaho is two groups, those who want to stand for God, family, and country, and those who pretend they want to stand for God, family, and country. Isn't that the real division, Billy?
That is absolutely correct. And I got to add something there to what you were talking about, too, when they, on the whole prudes, drunks, and freaks joke or whatever. Yeah. But they say skinheads in the north, white supremacists. I mean, Idaho, unfortunately, particularly North Idaho, did at one time have an Aryan Nations and Ku Klux Klan and all that up there for a while. But Casey Whalen told me why that was because that was somebody else from California who came to Idaho to try to California Idaho in their own way. So that's not something that originated here. It was something brought by from another state, just as they're doing from the other side of the spectrum right now.
But regardless, I have the problem with these groups and labels. What is a skinhead? Is it a hippie with long hair? What if a hippie with a long hair is a white supremacist? Are they a skinhead? That's the problem with these labels. See, you take this group and you say, no, these are certain people that dress a certain way. They cut their hair a certain way. They behave a certain way. They think a certain way. And now what we're doing is we're creating these groups and we're basically stereotyping groups and people into places that they don't belong. Right?
Exactly.
Is a Marine a skinhead?
Nope. And, you know, they can look at me because I had a real bad receding hairline, and I decided there's only one way it's going to look decent. And that was I took some shaving cream and a Bic razor to my head, and I've been doing it every day for the past 13 years.
So you're a skinhead.
Well, you look at my head and it's skin. So
see, and that's what I'm trying to get at. And my hair's short. I explained why, because I'm a blind person. And you know what? It's difficult to take care of your hair and make it look good and have every hair in place. But if you cut your hair really, really, really short, hey, it's the same all the time. And, you know, at first it's not maybe someone's favorite hairstyle, but after a while it becomes you and it becomes fine. And you know, you look at a lot of the people out there, and I look very professional. And so I look at that, and I go, okay, people do things for certain reasons. You cannot categorize them. Now, I stand against hate in all forms. Okay, we're told Absolutely. To love one another by Jesus Christ. We're told to be our neighbor's keeper, our brother's keeper. We're supposed to love the Lord thy God and love our neighbor. And these are the things that I teach. Now, let's say that I have a skinhead or somebody who is a white supremacist. And let's say they're my neighbor, Billy. Now, what am I going to do about that? Am I going to hate on them? Am I going to call the cops on them? Or am I going to befriend them, ignore that flaw, in my opinion, in their view, and try to eventually teach them a better way? What am I going to do about that? What would Jesus do about that? Isn't that the real, aren't those the real questions?
Exactly. They always have been the real questions, too. I often say, you know, it's like I don't agree with the whole method of the way you do things and the way you look at them, but let's look it over. Let's have the conversation, you know, and that's one thing that a lot of them, whether extremism is extremism, whether it comes from the left or the right, doesn't matter.
Let's say that I'm living in my house and I got a Catholic to the left. I got a skinhead to the right. In other words, a white supremacist, whatever you want to say. Across the street is somebody who believes in and performs abortions. Right down the street from them is somebody who believes in the Rolling Stone Cop Killer album, and they play that while they work on their car super loud. Now what do I do?
Oh, man.
You want to know what I do?
What's that?
I live my Christian values, and I stand up for what I believe in, and I'm kind to every one of them. And if they need a cup of sugar or a wrench to work on their car, and they come over and they're decent and polite to me, I'd be the same back. And if they're rude and mean, then I say, you know what, please, you know, stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine. And we can live together peacefully. And hopefully they can see my life and think, you know what, there's something in his life. There's something in his character. There's a spirit about him that I believe has merit that I would like to learn more about. Not that I want people to become like me necessarily, not that I'm the standard, but if I follow Jesus Christ properly, then hopefully there's a little bit of his image in my countenance. Hopefully there's a little bit of his teachings in my life that is publicly and privately displayed in a way that encourages people to become more like that, right?
Absolutely. Let me add to this conversation too with a pretty funny story. Actually, is I mean, what I believe with me as a conservative that I'm the one that has to be an example. So my wife and family we took a trip right around the end of July going into August. We actually drove from here in Idaho all the way across the country into Ohio, where I used to live at one time, and saw some old friends while I was there. And then we had our hotel at the time was in Erie, Pennsylvania. And then we went out to into New York State and went through Buffalo and on up to Niagara Falls, which, oh, man, that gorgeous area, the best part of New York, if you ask me, because there's so much more to New York than just New York City.
Amen. But beautiful, yeah. For sure.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, and then we went to Pittsburgh, and my wife finds this gourmet five-star restaurant in Pittsburgh that we decided to go have dinner at. And, oh, man, the food was fantastic. But I'm always, the way I'm dressed up, the attire that I wear, it's pro-Second Amendment. And I just basically my beliefs are written all over my clothes. And you know what? I'm not going to be ashamed of who I am. And this dude's looking at me, and he's looking at me like I've got an arm growing out of my forehead. And I hear him talking with his buddies about he's a proud Democrat. And I hear music.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, proud Democrats and Second Amendment supporters sitting at five-star restaurants. It almost reminds you of the old country song from our dear late buddy. I'll tell you about that coming back, and we'll go back to Billy's story on your radio.
liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. As part of an agreement with Israel, Hamas has released an additional 11 hostages, the White House confirming the extension of the ceasefire agreement for two more days. In return for the released hostages, Israel will free 33 Palestinian detainees, with the majority being children. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona was caught on camera butchering a popular quote by the late former President Ronald Reagan. Cardona, speaking to the Western Governors Association winter meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming yesterday, said,
As President Reagan said, we're from the government. We're here to help.
The context of his comments centered on the federal government working with state governors on funding priorities related to education. But what Reagan actually said was, the nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, actually referring to how the government tends to be inefficient, that instead of helping, it often causes harm. American funding for Israel and Ukraine could be bundled together.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer intends to present a bill linking funding for Israel and Ukraine to the Senate floor as early as next week.
Aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza, and the Indo-Pacific are all related and demand bipartisan cooperation.
President Biden is urging Congress to allocate $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. However, Republicans are insisting on border policy adjustments as a condition for any spending bill, impeding crucial aid to U.S. allies. That's according to Schumer. On the other hand, House Republicans are advocating for separate approval of funding for Israel and Ukraine. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me. I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eye. Turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim. Well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grill.
You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. The bearded patriot, Billy Painter, with me. He's in Pennsylvania at a five-star restaurant, and he's got his Second Amendment gear on, just living his life as the bearded patriot normally would. Of course, you got this Democrat that looks at him and goes, starts talking to his buddies, going, man, I'm a proud Democrat. Sounds like Chris Ledoux, doesn't it there, Billy?
By the way, Chris Ledoux, one of the most underrated singers, I think, in country music.
I'm telling you, one of the best ever, a real cowboy, ladies and gentlemen. They offered him to go back to Tennessee, and he's like, nope, I love the Western skies, thanks, but forget it.
Exactly. So like I said at the top of that story, is that I feel that me as a conservative, I've got to set the example. So I have to walk right by him as I'm leaving the restaurant, and like I said, he's just got this dead stare at me, with his eyes kind of wide and like I'm growing an arm out of my forehead. And then as I pass by, he glances at me, reads what the back of my shirt says, and just shakes his head. And, but as I walk by him, I just smiled at him. I said, "How you doing? Hello." You know, I mean, just I decided I want to be friendly. I don't want him to see a side of me that he's looking for that really doesn't exist anyway. So he ain't gonna find it. And, you know, by the way, my shirt that I was wearing said, "My gun is not a threat unless you are." And I am licensed to carry, and yes, I was armed too. But, yeah.
Did he shuffle on outside, buddy?
He didn't. He didn't. he just let it go. He wasn't an idiot. He just kind of had his own beliefs, and that's fine. I mean, but he wouldn't have been willing to have the conversation, you know. I mean, and that's what that song is that you just played is all about. That song is all about having that conversation and getting to understand one another and realize we're not, just because we disagree doesn't mean we have to hate each other.
That's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the point that we need to make about Idaho. Look, it has become, literally, it should be a civil, open, candid dialogue with respect. What they're turning it into, though, ladies and gentlemen, because of their dishonesty and hostility, is they're turning it into a cage fight. I don't like to see it, but I see it going on everywhere. One of the other interesting battles that I find in America today, medical cannabis versus recreational marijuana. And it's interesting because they say there's differences between medical and recreational marijuana. Now, you can discuss the differences if you want, but really the differences have a whole lot more to do with usage and opinion about rather than they do medical. Because here's the question. If you self-medicate versus a doctor's prescribed medication, is there really a lot of difference? Who in society gave the doctor the authority to decide, oh, well, if I give it to you, then it's medical. And if you do it yourself, it's recreational. And, you know, people self-medicate when they're hurting always. But it's a serious, serious question indeed that I thought would have Billy talk about. A lot of people want it to be legal. A lot of people want it to be illegal. More and more Americans are saying, hey, legalization of marijuana is just fine. I don't want it legal, and I don't want it illegal. I want the government to get the heck out of it. And if you have it at your home, if you grow it, if you use it, if you do it for medical purposes or whatever reasons, I don't want the government close enough to you to know or care. Now, if we want to talk about selling it and some of these kind of things, and you know, then, A, we can have a different discussion. There are questions about state lines and a variety of things, but I think states need to have autonomy. I think people ought to be able to be free to live their lives, Billy. What do you say to that kind of an idea?
I think that's a bit too rational for anybody, but no, I think it's a great idea, absolutely. But this is a day and age where, I don't know, being rational only makes you look like a buffoon, according to some.
Believe it or not, there's a big pie chart now. It showed just 1 in 10 adults say that marijuana should not be legal at all. 1 in 10 say that. Now, that's a very, very interesting statistic. And I'm not here to advocate for marijuana necessarily, folks. What I'm here to advocate for is when the government gets so close to your life to regulate everything you do, there's books out there that talk about Americans. The average American commits like 2 to 3 felonies a day. There's so many laws on the books. And can't we just learn to be self-governed and leave each other alone, for crying out loud? That's really what my advocacy is for. But for some reason, you can have the government put everybody on these opiates and these drugs, and big pharma's in bed with the government's in bed with these people getting all rich. It goes all south. Now they say there's a crisis on our hands. But yet, hey, the government says, hey, you can be in prison for marijuana. And I'm going, something's wrong with that whole picture there. The war on drugs is a failure, is the real point, Billy.
It absolutely is the biggest failure, you know. And it just blows my mind to see that aside from J6ers, which is another conversation for another time, you know, people that use marijuana are getting some harsh sentences. And, that's something else that I realize is coming from both sides of the spectrums, whether it be from the right or the left. You know, you would think that maybe it's somebody you might think is too ultra-conservative and wants to give you a harsh penalty for possession or whether you're caught growing or selling or whatever. But Maggie Hassan out of New Hampshire, of course, somebody who's elbow to elbow with Hillary Clinton, I mean, she was actually seeking the harshest punishments for marijuana usage or possession or selling whatever. So, you know, that's coming from both sides. So I realize it's not even.
Yeah, the article basically goes on and talks about there's a big divide. Democrats are a lot more for your marijuana use than Republicans are, but there's a big age divide and a racial divide as well. So in my opinion, what they're using this is a divide and conquer issue. They want to conquer divided on party, on male, female, on race, on age, on anything under the sun, any divide line they can find. And they're using this marijuana discussion, medical, recreational, whatever it be, as a wedge against the people is what's really happening.
The way they're doing it. In fact, I even got something on Twitter a couple years ago. This guy said that he wrote George Soros in on his ballot for president because George Soros wants to make sure that everybody has weed. It's like, wow, are you serious? And he put that George Soros was a nice guy. I don't know. Considering George Soros' history, I don't think he's a nice guy at all. But I guess, you know, you're entitled to your own opinions. I couldn't help but laugh at this person. So you're absolutely right. It's, you know, this is just... this is another one of their tools they're pulling out of the toolbox as to try to further push that almighty agenda that they have going.
Well, all I can tell you is this. We need to focus on the things that matter the most, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what matters the most. What matters the most is that we turn to God Almighty. And if we turn to God Almighty and live our lives in a way that he would be pleased with, we're going to be blessed and protected. He promises us that in the Bible. When it comes to family, the God-ordained family, a man and a woman, legally, lawfully married, welcoming children if they come to the family, that is God's way. Who are we to change it? But if we live according to those principles and then God, family, and country, and we use the checks and balances found in the supreme law of the land, and the rule of self-governing law, man, 90% of the problems go away, do they not? Quick pause, more in seconds on your radio.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now, the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Billy Painter with me. There's so many wedge issues in America today. I don't know if you know, but there's a new term out, Billy, that I want to talk to you about. It's called.
Oh boy.
It's you got to learn about it. It's part of the what do they call it? Bidenomics. Is that the new term? And the new term in Bidenomics is called. Are you ready? Tipflation.
I'm here already. Oh yeah, I don't know. I've heard
tipflation.
It spoken. I never really given it much thought, but it just sounds completely unintelligent. I'll be nice and put it that way. There's a certain word that I'd like to use to describe it, and it is FCC friendly, but it's not very nice.
Well, there you go. Anyway, this interesting thing called tipflation I find fascinating because everybody's debating how much they should tip, and the problem is people don't have money to tip. What's interesting to me about this whole tipflation discussion is this idea that, well, you used to tip when someone did a great job. Then it became, well, you tipped anyway. It was just less. But if they did a great job, you paid more. Then COVID hit, and now they're starting to ask for tips when they don't even do anything for you. I mean, you literally go to a fast food restaurant, you pull up and you order, they hand you your food out the window, and they want a tip. Or you walk up to the counter and buy something and there's a thing there that says, hey, how much do you want your tip to be? Or you go to a restaurant where you walk through the line and they put the food on your plate and then you go and you get your own drinks and you do your own, you know, you throw your own trash away, you do everything. And it's like, how much do you want to tip? 18%, 20%, 22%. It's gotten to where it is out of control and you feel bad not tipping because they've passed laws to pay people less knowing that they'll make their living on tips. They've created kind of a tipflation crisis to some degree in America today. How do talk radio hosts get tips? You know what I mean? I'm joking. I'm making a point, right?
Well, I got to tell you, I used to work at a casino in Jackpot, Nevada, which is right on the Idaho border. In fact, it's only 50 miles from where I live. I worked at a casino called Cactus Pete's, and one of the biggest no-nos was what they called hustling for tips, whether you're flat out asking or, you know, you're kind of look like a dog that's sitting at the dinner table begging in that manner or something like that. That could get you fired real quick. And now I see a new way. They're basically finding a way to hustle without it make it look like hustling.
It's a sad tale to tell, folks. I'm not against tips if somebody does a phenomenal job. But to me, tips should be for an extra good job. They should not be a standard. There should not be laws that give people the ability to pay less money than others. I'm not for minimum wages in the first place, but I'm also not for forcing one group to pay more. If I hire somebody to do web work for me, then I got to pay them a minimum wage. But yet if they work at a restaurant, they don't, relying on tips. I think tips are wonderful things. I always want, but I reserve the right to tip as a peace offering, a kindness gesture, not kind of a mandatory, man, you're a jerk if you don't. And that's what it's turned into. And Americans need to really deal with this kind of stuff, too. They say when, where, and how much to tip. It's a big, big issue right now. And I think those are the issues we're going to deal with in America when we're about to go to war and the economy is about to tip into meltdown mode for every American. And we're going to debate, quote, tipflation. Are you kidding me right now? Get rid of the Federal Reserve and you won't have any kind of flation.
Yeah, it's completely, completely idiotic. Completely idiotic. So.
All right. Well, there you have it. Now, there's another interesting thing out of the Communist Nation of China. When COVID hit China, it was the latter part of the year. We all ignored it, thought it was nothing. Then it hit us in March, and then it became the big thing everywhere. I have said, and I'll maintain my statement, it was intentionally created in a lab, and it was intentionally released. Now, people can argue with me all day about that if they want to. I have my opinion, to which I'm entitled, and I have plenty of evidence to back up what I say. Nevertheless, here's the next interesting tidbit. Mysterious pneumonia outbreak, I guess, reported in China now. A serious pneumonia outbreak reported in China. Is it coming to a hospital near you, Billy? Is that what we're going to have next, this massive pneumonia situation? Literally, they're overwhelming hospitals with thousands and thousands of people in China now. And it's not being reported very much in America. But is that their next export?
You know what? It's tough to say. You never know with these idiots. You don't. I mean, I don't know. It's like, I can't help. I understand that it can be something serious. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I had COVID and I didn't get very sick at all. And I'm not going to take that for granted because I know people, there are other people that didn't fare as well. I understand that. But it just makes me roll my eyes and say, okay, what's next? Good grief.
Well, that's really the question. Anyway, I find that interesting. But beware, a mysterious pneumonia outbreak, that can kill a lot of people. That can really take a lot of the people that have unknown morbidities. It can take the elderly. It can the young. This can be very serious. Whether this is the flashpoint or not, I don't know. But they do have a goal to reduce the population. That has been proven. If you study the World Economic Forum, if you study some of these, quote, international documents, some of the speakers that have spoke, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, many others, they have an agenda to reduce the population. These are some of the ways that it may be, I don't know what you want to say, the next landmark or shot across the bow. I don't know if I dare use that term. There you go. Happening, Billy.
Or better yet, for all I know, it doesn't exist, but Bill Gates is going to come out with the pneumonia vaccine. That's going to be something lethal.
Amen. There you have it. All right, I do have one more topic before the end of the hour for Billy to comment on.
Sure.
We must demand justice for the January 6th protesters. Ron Paul wrote an article at ronpaulinstitute.org about this very thing. And he says this: the whole thing was an old-fashioned Soviet show trial where the evidence was kept secret and the predetermined guilty verdict was used to promote the regime and to silence anybody who stood up against it or rejected the narrative. The message was clear. Speak out and you'll find yourself in the gulag with the insurrectionists. January 6th, the fact is it was not an insurrection. The media has been lying to us. Regarding the violence, how much of it was caused and created by FBI agents themselves is the real question. Right? If there was an insurrection, it was committed by the FBI and others. How do I know? Well, it turns out that Stuart Rhodes, my dear friend, he was working with the Secret Service. And in his trial, they lied and said that he wasn't. Then they convicted him, and then it came out in court that they were working with him. They lied, and he went to prison. We need to free all these prisoners immediately. They're political prisoners, and we're being shanghaied on this just like we were on COVID, Billy.
Absolutely. I mean, having talked to two J6 defendants and then the wife of a J6 prisoner tells me a lot right there. And I mean, that's like I said, that's going to have to be another conversation for another time, because what the things I've learned from talking to these people and understanding what they're, especially Shea Bledsoe out of Mississippi, understanding what she's going through. In fact, I'll just say that, I keep my interviews for the most part as professional as possible and not try to really take anything personal or get too personal. But my conversation with her, I just couldn't help it. It has become personal, and I've been doing everything I can to help her ever since we talked. Of course, I was the first media source that she talked to, and I'm trying to help get her story out there a lot more, and I'd love to have to get her booked with you, Sam. It's just that we just have to figure something out, because she's constantly getting threatening whether emails, or sometimes they're finding her phone number and then she has to call.
All you got
to
do
company.
Is send me a summary from her notes, send me her name and her number, and I'll call her and we'll put her on the radio and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But she's not the only one getting death threats though. These people, by their fruits shall you know them. These people are literally trying to either put us in jail or kill us all. We're trying to run around and talk about God, family, and country and being kind to our neighbors. Even these people that are with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, if they were my neighbor, I would be kind to them and treat them decently. And I'd hope to slowly but surely help them understand that, you know what, we can get along peacefully. We can completely disagree. Yeah. It's okay. This ain't China. It's America. And you know what? I hope to eventually help them understand my point of view. And maybe they won't even agree with it, but they can at least say, I respect him for it. I understand. I don't agree, but I understand. Hopefully we can get there. And I actually created a website called callforcivility.com that helps people try to get to that position.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, you get the last word, Billy. What do you say, sir?
Well, for one, one thing that was not mentioned is that I am John B. Wells Customer Service. And Sam, one thing that's we're going to have to talk more about is I'm going to have to see about getting you perhaps booked on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells, because that is a conversation I would absolutely love to hear between you and him.
I'd love to do it anytime, anywhere, baby. Tell him I'm in. I like his show. I like what he does. I think he's a great guy, and I'd love to help in any way I possibly can.
Yes. So, yeah, I'll have to work some of my magic and definitely get you booked over there.
Folks, there's a lot going on in the Patriot community. Good, honest Americans are working together. We're being lied about like never before, which just proves how much we really are, ladies and gentlemen, over the target. The truth shall set us free, and they know it. And they know if the masses get the truth and the sleeping giant, the slumbering giant wakes up, their criminal days are over, and they know it. That's really the bottom line. They're still afraid of us because they don't have a complete tyranny yet. As long as we're on the radio, we have a chance, folks. As long as we can have our speech, as long as we can work together, you and I, that's we the people, absolutely still have the authority given to us by Almighty God, delegated to the proper role of limited constitutional government. Billy Painter, thebeardedpatriot.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, and just real quick, make sure it's... The Bearded Patriots, make sure it's plural. That's my website. God bless you, Sam.
And the reason why is because there's more than one of them. TheBeardedPatriots.com. I'm the non-bearded patriot. How do you like that? But anyway, TheBeardedPatriots with an S.com. Thanks so much. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. You got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. God save the Republic of the United States of America.